This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today in stock market news, bicycles. All right, technically not bicycles, but the bicycle-based exercise known as spinning. SoulCycle, the boutique spinning studio, has filed to go public. It has been doing well of late, especially with the celebrity set. Marketplace's Gigi Duban reports.
Here's a riddle for you. What do Chelsea Clinton, Lady Gaga, and Kelly Ripa have in common? They all love SoulCycle. Notice, this company barely advertises. It doesn't have to.
They've done a great job of branding themselves, of marketing themselves.
Jim Thomas is with Fitness Management and Consulting. He says one of the biggest challenges facing fitness studios is that they eventually fade into obscurity. He says that's not likely to happen with SoulCycle anytime soon. Just ask Ryan Michael Shaw, a former dancer in New York City. Two or three times a week, Shaw elbows his way past people to make sure he gets into a class. 45 minutes later,
I leave those classes and I feel amazing.
Shaw says when the music and the energy are right, class is like a religious experience, an expensive religious experience.
Oh, I drink the juice. Let's be clear. I walk out and buy the $80 Lululemon SoulCycle tank top.
The question is, how much longer will people drink the juice? John Atwood is managing director of the Atwood Consulting Group.
This kind of enthusiasm is very hard to maintain with the American public, and especially the city American public.
Big cities are where SoulCycle does best. 95% of its revenues come from New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco.
Then the question is, what about Peoria, Illinois, you know, and all these other towns?
Atwood says people there might be wowed, but that doesn't mean they'll shell out $32 a class. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.